You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Chris Nichols. It's a good weekend to get out and explore some of Northern California's hidden gems. Yolo County is probably best known as the home of UC Davis and for supplying the region with produce, but it's also become a destination for more than just students. It's also beloved by foodies. Just a short drive from downtown Sacramento finds you in rolling hills filled with vineyards, farms, and orchards. To highlight the growing number of activities cropping up in the area from wineries and farm-to-table experiences, the region has come together for YOLO Fest, which debuts this weekend. A variety of events are planned throughout the county, taking you from Clarksburg to the Capé Valley and everywhere in between. Joining us now to explain how YOLO Fest started and what to expect is Terry Selk, Executive Director for Visit YOLO. Terry, welcome to Insight.
It's a pleasure to join you.
You know, Yolo County, it's a pretty large, diverse region. For those who may not be familiar with it, Terry, give us a lay of the land. Describe for us some of that variety.
Well, Yolo County has long been a grape grower producer of wine, but in recent years, the community of small entrepreneurial businesses have really come together to tell their story about the passion for their product, whether it's growing grapes, making wine, craft spirits, making or distributing honey. It's a very diverse destination that has largely been overlooked and unrecognized. And Visit YOLO has worked hard over the last several years to really elevate the county as an actual destination to complement others in Northern California.
You know, I happen to live over in Woodland, and I think your description of it being a little bit overlooked is accurate. So give people a little more of a sketch of Yolo County. How many people live there? What are some of the main economic drivers for the county?
Well, agriculture is largely one of the largest producers for the county overall. But of course, the University of California, Davis is a primary economic engine on many fronts. But I think people really have not come to appreciate as they drive by on Interstate 80 or northbound on 5 is that just a mile off the road is this quiet, calming destination that offers very personable experiences, whether it's in a common wine tasting room or a unique venue like The Hive, which has a honey tasting facility, which is very uncommon and very enjoyable as well. But farm tours and access to orchards. And we like to say that it's a breath of fresh air because just a short distance off main roads is this ability to just relax and kind of remove yourself from the stress of everyday life, the congestion and traffic, and really find a calming environment of which to kind of dig a little bit deeper and take a chance to kind of reflect on life and enjoy it a little bit.
Well, speaking of enjoying it a bit, we've got this event, YOLO Fest, coming up this weekend. Terry, tell us about the event. How did it come about? Was it hard to combine resources across the county?
So YOLO Fest came about by one of our hotel owners who was realizing that we needed to do a little bit something extra to kind of put a brand on the destination. Even though we were very proactive in our advertising and marketing and travel trade development and media outreach, we needed something to kind of just bring everything together all at once. And so this idea of crafting an event that would allow visitors to experience individual facilities rather than one big event where everybody came together in a centralized location, because we have such distinctly unique experiences, we thought, what better way than to drive people into the actual facilities themselves? So this idea came about of us crafting a weekend where people from all over the Northern California region and hopefully even beyond will come and experience in destination facilities like wineries, craft breweries, craft spirits, farm tours. We have The Hive with the honey tasting, as I mentioned before. So bringing everybody into the actual businesses themselves to drive economic impact to those businesses, but also then to help identify that Yolo County is this very distinctly unique place to come and see and do things that a lot of other destinations can't offer.
Well, let's talk about a few of the details of at least one or two of the events and experiences. I understand in Woodland, there are opportunities with the Center for Land-Based Learning. Can you tell us more about that?
So the Center for Land-Based Learning is a really important part of the whole Yolo County community with trying to educate, inform, and let people know about farming is still very strong, but we need another generation of farming, our farmers, to come into the play. And so helping younger entrepreneurs who maybe want to embrace the idea of becoming an urban farmer, to be able to understand the practices, but also get familiar with the importance of the agricultural community in literally all of our lifestyles, right? If you don't have agriculture, then, you know, you obviously don't have a lot of food on the table and you don't have a lot of jobs and et cetera. So the Center for Land-Based Learning is really trying to invite people to their facility and kind of elevate the importance of farming in our daily lives that so many people, I think, take for granted.
Well, stay on that point for just a moment. You mentioned urban farming. What exactly do you mean? I mean, obviously, most folks are going to associate farming with a wide open rural space, but what are the opportunities in a city or a suburb?
So Sacramento is a great example of how urban farming has come to be. Basically, it is small plot farms that are in relatively small acreage, but within an urban setting. And basically, it is, you know, maybe a couple of acres within a general city boundary, and they're growing fruits and vegetables or raising chickens or, you know, harvesting eggs, whatever it might be. In Yolo County, you know, most of our farms are obviously large scale and in many cases, thousands of acres. And they're basically producing, in most cases, food on a very large scale. We're a very large exporter of many different food crops around the world. And so, farming at any level is an important part of our economic stability.
And that opportunity, that experience looks like you'll have some fresh brick oven pizza made with farm-grown ingredients. It's free entry to the public. Sounds like a great experience there this weekend.
Yeah, we really emphasized to provide visitors in Prince Yolo County on a complimentary basis. Now, some of the businesses are offering special experiences where there is a reservation and a fee required, but many of our businesses are just opening their doors. Whether it's a winery offering their regular tasting hours, or it could be a farm tour. They're just basically trying to allow people to come in and experience more of the agricultural life and the importance. So every individual facility has its individual practices of what they're offering. But for example, The Hive, which is a honey tasting facility and meat tasting facility in Woodland, right around the corner from you probably. Hopefully you've been there.
Yes.
Basically, you know, honey is one of those products that I think people just take for granted when they go into the grocery store and they pick it off a third shelf and maybe it's in a plastic bear. They don't really understand or appreciate what does it take to get that product to the shelf. And it's not always just a particular flavor. The Hive itself offers 33 different flavors of honey from across the country.
Wow.
And there's very few places where you can actually go and experience different flavors of honey that are naturally produced by the type of flower, by the bee pollinating, et cetera. So they're doing a pollinator tour. They're doing a talk with a pollinator author. They're doing a facility tour to really educate people about the importance of the honeybee in our society, but also in the product and the health aspects of honey consumption as well. You've got Berrius Agape Winery that is doing a really cool root grafting tour. And whether you're a winery connoisseur or a wine connoisseur or not, the understanding the foundation of how does a vineyard actually get grown? Where does it start? And most people just see a vineyard as they drive by it, but they don't understand the whole root grafting experience of how do you create a vineyard? And this tour actually takes people into the field and educates and informs them about how a grape type gets produced.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. If you're just joining us, we're talking with Visit Yolo's Terry Selk about this weekend's Yolo Fest. Terry, tell us a little bit about the timing of this event. Why are you holding it right now?
Well, one of the goals of Yolo Fest is to not only create awareness for Yolo County, but to drive room nights, basically to create this awareness that we do have hotel rooms that are a great foundation of which to go out and explore. And so this event has two major goals. One is to create an identity for Yolo County as a destination and to hopefully entice people to come and spend the night during the weekend and then invite them back at some other point in time. So this particular weekend was chosen because basically our hotel said, hey, this is a weekend where we have a lull in occupancy between graduations from Davis and some other activities. And so we particular picked this weekend because of that, but also the weather, in the sense that a lot of crops are starting to propagate and come into fruition.
We're not that far removed from the COVID-19 pandemic, where folks kind of hunkered down and maybe found ways to entertainment that didn't need to go out into a community. Did Yolo County feel any of those effects?
Oh, absolutely. We certainly were aware of the trend in the tourism arena with many destinations scaling back on staff, ceasing all of their marketing operations. And fortunately, our board of directors took a different turn. They said, well, let's use this opportunity to connect with our customers, create messaging, and remind them that when COVID is over, and it will be over, that there's a place that's waiting for them. And we were ready to go when that time happened. Many of our businesses pivoted during that time period and created new pipelines of business. Upper Cree is a great example of how they went from being a storefront and a wholesale distributor, they went to curbside pickup and home delivery. And they actually created a whole new pipeline of business development that they would have maybe never pursued otherwise until they were forced. Restaurants, of course, adapted and went into street-side vending, and where the cities and the county allowed for it. So every business was forced to kind of reevaluate how they were going to adapt to this scenario, and in many cases, identified new business development opportunities.
Terry, as we talked about at the start, Yolo County is a diverse place. You have, of course, the Capay Valley with its agriculture there. You have Woodland, Davis with all kinds of experiences a little further away. How did you work together with all the different groups and get the word out and coordinate, given it's such a diverse county?
Well, we have long been in communication with a lot of these viable business partners on a regular basis, informing them about what our office is doing to promote the destination worldwide, bringing in travel agents, tour operators, media affiliates, and having them experience some of these businesses. So we've had an ongoing communication dialogue through newsletters, emails, et cetera. So when we started crafting this event, we were going out and communicating what the plan was and asking them to consider participating. And there's no fee for a business to participate. We wanted to create an economic pipeline for them and not charge them a fee. And so, of course, how many opportunities do you get a chance to be part of a free marketing opportunity? And so, most everybody that we approached jumped on the opportunity, crafted their own individual experience, and then we were being referred to others that maybe we didn't have a connection with, and they were wanting to jump on board as well. So, I think we have over 55, maybe 60 individual businesses now that are participating in some level during Yolo Fest.
That's quite a few businesses. That's great. Terry, do you have sort of a target audience? Who exactly are you trying to appeal to?
Well, I think two target market audiences. One would be the Northern California region that maybe Yolo County is not on their radar for a day escape or maybe a girls' getaway or maybe even a wedding or something along those lines. But then also outside of a 50-mile target audience, which would be the greater San Francisco Bay Area, the Northern Central Valley, Nevada, and East. To identify that, hey, we're an alternative to many of the more iconic locations that people might go to as someplace that's affordable, accessible, diverse, and welcoming. We're a very affordable destination in comparison to a lot of others, and very accessible. And our people just love to tell their story. One of our platforms for promotion is that we have a story behind the story. So every business has a family legacy, a history, an interesting story of how they got to where they are, whether it's entrepreneurship or something else. And we find that those stories are really engaging. And a lot of visitors want to know more than just what is the experience at the storefront. They want to talk to the owner. They want to talk to the grape grower. They want to talk to the winemaker, and they want to hear that story and get that passion. And that is when I think one of our most effective marketing tools is allowing visitors to have that experience.
Terry, as the Yolo County expert here, if let's say a family had, maybe they don't have the whole day, but they've got an afternoon to come visit Yolo Fest this weekend, give them an idea of two, maybe three things that they just have to visit.
I think the Hive is a very family-friendly experience. It's so unique and different. And that their activity is mostly on Saturday, so that would be a good one. But also Full Belly Farm is doing an actual farm tour. They have a big wagon and they load people up and they take them through the farm and they talk about the crops they're growing. Another great family activity as well. Winters is this is the opening weekend for their annual Spring Fest. So they actually close down the main street. They have vendors out there. They have restaurants serving food, etc. So Winters is a great little gem of which to bring the family to as well. There's a lot of different and variety of experiences, some more geared towards adults, i.e., wine tasting and craft spirit tasting, but there's an abundance of family-friendly activities as well.
And finally, Terry, where can our listeners get more information about Yolo Fest?
Well, I could give you the long direct domain, but the best place to go is to visit yolo.com. And there is a pop-up link that will take people directly to the dedicated landing page for Yolo Fest, where it is all of the individual activities, activations, experiences are broken down by district within the county.
Terry, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.
Terry Selk is the executive director of Visit YOLO. YOLO Fest debuts this weekend. You can find more information at our website. Still ahead, comic books. They've long captured the imagination of readers, but for a long time, not everyone has seen themselves represented in their colorful pages. The director of the Latinx Comic Arts Festival will join us to talk about why it's important to celebrate diversity. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Chris Nichols. We're back in just a moment.